Thank you for coming to this episode, Leslie. This minisode.
Yes, this mini-sode. Awesome to be with you, Hilda.
So I wanted to ask you, because this is heavy work, we just covered in the main episode all the different cases that you're taking on these different levels to defend bodily autonomy and such. What keeps you going? Why are you doing this? You're just one person with a small team, as you admitted. Why are you doing it?
Because I think that this is a critical time in human history, and we either stand up now, or I think that the transhuman agenda will overtake us. And I have a 20-year-old son who I love more than my life itself, and for whom I would do anything. And I want him to have a life of beauty, a life of freedom, a life of joy. And if things continue in the direction that we're going, that's not going to be the case. And so I get up because I want to educate people, because I think people don't know the truth. They don't know what their rights are. And if they don't know what their rights are, they don't know to stand up. So that's one big thing. Then on top of that, I hope to inspire people. I just hope that when I tell people what the Declaration of Independence says, or help them understand the meaning of the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment or the Due Process Clause in the 14th Amendment, that they will understand that it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to be vigilant in defense of our rights. That, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said that you're not just saddled with freedom, you have to defend it every single day. And that's the truth. So I hope to educate, but also inspire people to engage. You've got to run for school board, or at least show up and hold them accountable. You've got to go to your city council meetings. You've got to run for office. Just organize in your communities and make a difference, because holding public servants accountable is the only way out of this mess. So that's what I really hope to do.
Because you just talked about wanting to inspire and educate, let me ask you this question. We all know that there are three branches of government: the judicial, legislative, and executive. But I've heard you talk about the administrative state, a fourth branch of government, in essence. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Leslie?
Sure. So this is one of the biggest problems that we face, is that our system of government was designed to have three equal branches of government. They're all co-equal, and they all act as a balance on the other, a power check. And what's happened is, in the last 75 years or so, is that there has been this blossoming, literally this explosion in federal agencies. And these federal agencies all sit underneath the executive branch. They are headed by political appointees, so it's very political who heads them, and they are staffed by unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. And this is a real problem. So all of these branches, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the EPA, NOAA, all these different things, they all sit, TSA, all sit underneath the executive. And what they've done is they've kind of transformed the executive into a quasi-dictatorship in some ways. Thankfully, our courts are attempting to clip their wings to some extent. And the whole point of, there's actually something called the Administrative Procedure Act, which is designed to make sure that the administrative state doesn't grow out of whack and out of balance. But that's already happened.
Yes, in other words, these agencies have all this power, but they don't have any accountability.
Well, they're not accountable to us in that we can't elect them, we can't remove them from office, but
Right.
they are by law required, they're supposed to anyway, heal to the Administrative Procedure Act, the APA. The Administrative Procedure Act says that if one of these agencies wants to issue a rule as distinct from a law, so they can't issue laws, only Congress can do that. But if they want to issue a rule, then they have to follow certain administrative procedures, such as public notice and comment, justifying their rule in the proper statute. So it's very, very clear what they're doing. They must have the statutory authority, all these things. But the problem is that that only works if those people actually abide by the law, if they actually are ethical. And we know from recent history that they're not. So look what happened with CDC and the federal travel mask mandate. They issued their rule 7 days after Biden instructed them to do so. They just disregarded administrative procedure. They also pretended that they had the statutory authority when they don't. There is nothing in the statute says that CDC is empowered to intervene in any individual American's life, let alone a healthy American's life. And they made no effort to ascertain whether or not people they were forcing to mask were healthy or not.
Wow.
None. So it's crazy. I mean, anyway, this is what happened. So what's really happening is that our government is spinning out of control. And I just hope that people will be inspired by the work we're doing. Listen, I'm only one person, but you know what? We're all only one person, and we are billions. The people who are in control are a couple of thousand. We can stop this anytime we want. All we have to do is say no and stand up, and we will. And so that's why I do what I do. I hope that it will inspire everybody to engage, including my son and all other young people who are just like, you know, I'm not going to participate this. I don't feel comfortable with this. This violates my conscience. I'm not doing this.
Wow. Well, thank you for the mini-sode. Thank you for the full-blown episode. I'm sure this is going to definitely educate people, open their eyes, and inspire them to get active and to take a stand and defend their bodily autonomy and God-given rights. So thank you. Thank you so much, Leslie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Hilda. Great to be with you.